This evening we would like to use the topic is good to see and good to hear.
造物主创造我们人类，使我们有眼睛耳朵，让我们能看能听。
The Creator create us with eyes and ears to see and hear.
这是神给我们的福气。
This is the blessing of God.
有的人有眼睛有耳朵，却不能看不能听。
Because some people with eyes and ears, but cannot see, cannot hear.
那这些少数的人呢？我们很同情他们的不幸。
And we pay sympathy on them because the tragedies happen to them.
但是有一些属灵的福气呢，真的眼明的人却看不见。
But some of the spiritual blessing, although you come with eyes, but you still cannot see.
有一些属灵的福气呢，啊，借着人阐明出来。有的人听得见声音，却不明白。
And simply, some of the truth explained by people, but you cannot hear or cannot understand.
所以主耶稣就对他的门徒说
：Therefore, when Jesus talked to the disciples,
说你们的眼睛有福，你们的耳朵有福啊。
So blessed to your ear and blessed to your eyes.
因为他们能够分享到一些属灵人家没有办法去体会的事情。
Because the ear and the eyes can experience something the people would not experience.
我们请看马太福音十三章十六节。
Let's turn to Matthew 13, verse 16.
马太福音十六章十三十三章十六节。
Matthew 13, verse 16.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。主耶稣在这边对他的门徒说，他们有福气。
Here Jesus say to disciples, they are blessed.
他们的眼睛有福，并不是说整天能够欣赏一些人家欣赏不到的事。
Blessed are their eyes, not because they can enjoy somebody cannot enjoy.
主耶稣在这边说他们的眼睛耳朵有福啊。
Jesus described their eyes and their ears are blessed.
是因为他们处在那时代有机会可以看到弥赛亚。
Because at that time, they are able to see from their own eyes to Messiah.
可以看到属灵的神国的复兴。
They are able to see the restoration of the heavenly kingdom.
可以听到弥赛亚亲自所讲的声音。
They are able to hear the voice straightforward from Messiah.
但是在那时代呢，还是有很多犹太同胞呢，他们看不出这位弥赛亚。
But on the other hand,most of the Jewish people still cannot hear or cannot see Messiah.
也听不清楚这位弥赛亚所阐明的真理
，and neither to hear clear about the truth of this Messiah.
所以主耶稣呢，一方面叹息他的同胞的印心以外
，therefore when Jesus sighed on the hot heart of all the Jewish people,
他也庆幸这些相信跟随他的这些门徒。
On the other hand, he are pleased by those followers.
我们再请看同这一章的十七节。
Let's read the same chapter on verse 17.
十七节
,17.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和预言，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。主耶稣在这边提到，从前有很多先知预言。
And further along, Jesus described there are so many prophets and righteous men before.
在路加福音第十章里面呢，主耶稣提到也有一些君王想要看、想要听都没有机会。
Some of the prince or the king described on Luke chapter 10, they all want to hear, but they don't have the chance.
那么这些先知预言、君王。到底他们要看些什么，要听什么呢？
All these prophets, righteous men, or the kings, what do they want to hear or see?
他们根据先知所说的话，
according to what the prophecy is,
他们被神的灵感动知道有一位弥赛亚要出现。
They are moved by the Holy Spirit. They realize there is a Messiah, the Savior, comes out from heaven.
要来复兴以色列国。
Come out from heaven in order to restore the Israel's kingdom.
自从先知发出这种预言以后呢
，Since the prophet speak the prophecy, start to prophecy，
有很多君王、先知、预言都期待这个机会来临。
Therefore, many prophets, righteous men, and kings are expecting the chance coming.
但是，一代一代过去了，这些人都没有机会。
But since the generation passed by generations, all these people just long to see, but they cannot see.
那么，有关预言，弥赛亚。要出现的事情
since the prophecy about Messiah
最早在创世纪里面呢雅各年纪大的时候受圣灵感动就已经说出来
even the prophecy start from the Genesis at the old age of Jacob he start to prophesy there is a savior coming
后来摩西后来有很多的先知预言呢都知道有这件事情
and followed by Moses even further ahead few couple of prophets start to prophecy
主耶稣在世的时候曾经有提到连亚伯拉罕都在期待他
when Jesus was on the earth he started to say even Abraham expect him
因此引起犹太人的误会
that really caused the misunderstanding among the Jewish people
我们请参看约翰福音第八章五十六节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 8 verse 56.
约翰福音第八章五十六节。
John chapter 8 verse 56.
五十六节。
56.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。主耶稣在这边提到犹太人的祖先亚伯拉罕。
Here says your forefather Abraham,
仰望主耶稣的日子
and looking forward to see Jesus' day.
这些犹太人听了以后莫名其妙
and all the Jewish people have heard that feel strange.
你还不到五十岁
you are
你怎么提到亚伯拉罕在仰望你的日子呢
You are not yet 50 years old. How can you say that Abraham looking to see you?
几千年前的亚伯拉罕怎么在仰望你现在的你的日子呢
Abraham who is few thousand years ago how can he expecting to see you today
是因为亚伯拉罕当年因为敬畏神有信心知道有一位救世主要来临
The reason is because Abraham has the faith to believe there is a savior coming
他在世一百多年都没有机会来见到这位救世主
In his life he cannot see or do not have the chance to see the savior
后来他的祖孙一代一代的都在仰望救主的日子
But the message been passed generation by generation all his descendants expecting to see Jesus the Savior
大卫在诗篇里面做了很多的书啊
King David wrote many psalms in book of psalms
那么那他所做的书里面呢也提到这件事情
During his writing he even mentioned about there is a Savior coming
以赛亚先知呢他发出预言以后呢
，Since Prophet Isaiah start to prophesy，
有更多的人在期待这位弥赛亚的出现。
Even more people to expect, according to the prophet, about the Jesus coming。
但是呢，在旧约时代，那些人呢都没有机会。
But in the Old Testament, all the people in that time they don't have such a chance。
那么以赛亚先知甚至预言呢有机会看到的人但是却是眼心而看不见听不见
Prophet Isaiah even say furthermore the people who can see this Messiah but they don't want to believe
所以主耶稣他在传福音的时候
Therefore when Jesus is preaching the gospel
就有很多犹太人听到他的话而不明白
There are so many Jews listen to his words but do not understand
但是有些人呢却听得很清楚
but some people did listen carefully and understand
能够看得清楚听得清楚的人主耶稣说他们的眼睛耳朵有福气的
therefore Jesus command to them is blessed are your eyes and your ear because you can hear and see
我们再看马太福音十三章
let's turn back to Matthew 13
十三节
13 verse 13
马太福音十三章十三节
Matthew 13 verse 13
所以我用比喻对他们讲是因他们看也看不见 听也听不见，也不明白。有时候主耶稣啊，用比喻来阐明他所讲的道理。
At that time, Jesus always speak in to them in parable.
但是呢，很多犹太人呢，看不见，听不见。
But here it describes most of the Jews did not see or did not hear.
内心不明白
or do not understand.
所以十四节以下，主耶稣就啊。提到以赛亚先知的预言呐。
Therefore, on verse 14 onwards, Jesus mentioned about the prophecy of Isaiah.
说这种情形正是应验当年以赛亚先知的预言呐。
The verse 13 is the situation fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah.
他们听见听不清楚。
They do not hear clearly.
但是门徒呢，却能够听得很清楚。
But on the other hand, the prophet said that the disciple could hear carefully and understand.
那同样是犹太人，同样在耶稣降世那个时代。
When Jesus speaks to the same people, same group of people, they were all born in the same time.
照理说，那时代的人有充分的机会可以看见弥赛亚所做的一些事情。
We would understand, since they are all born at that time, they should understand what Jesus tried to do.
可以听到弥赛亚亲自讲的真理。
They could have such a chance to hear the truth directly from the Savior.
但是却有很多的犹太人呢，啊，却看不见，听不清楚。
But here tell us, although they see, but they don't see. Although they hear, but they don't understand.
这跟他们呢，啊，没有悉心追求。有关系的。
This is really relate to they do not have the heart of pursuing the truth.
那么这些属灵的福气呢，就一族一族下去的，跟当时的犹太人一样辛勤的人，有的呢就没有办法去得到分享到。
Therefore, the people do not have the heart of pursuing the truth. Therefore, they cannot share with any spiritual blessing.
那么一直到这个末后这个时代也是一样。
Until today, we are in the same situation.
所以主耶稣曾经对门徒说啊。
Therefore, once again, Jesus told the disciple.
我们再看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言。你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。十五节
15.
因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。以赛亚先知的预言很严厉。
We can see how serious that prophecy from prophet Isaiah.
那么主耶稣为什么要引用这么严厉的话？
Why Jesus want to use such a quotation which is so is a serious way?
因为当时主耶稣看到他的同胞呢，啊，不相信他，心里非常的难过。
Because when Jesus saw those people who are his people do not believe, he feels sad.
就提到以赛亚先知的预言已经应验了。
Therefore, he start to mention this is the fulfillment of prophecy of Isaiah.
不足主耶稣这样提出来。
Not only Jesus mentioned this kind of prophecy.
使徒保罗在传福音的时候
，even Apostle Paul start to preach the gospel.
当他在罗马的时候，有很多人听到他那所讲的福音呢。
When he reached the place of Roman, many people hear his sermon.
有的相信，有的不能相信。那保罗同样的也是引用以赛亚先知的预言。
Some people do believe, some people do not believe. Same thing, Paul used the quotation from prophet Isaiah.
如果呢，我们现在呢，也是引用这样来对付慕道者啊，我看慕道者气得要命。
If we use the same quotation that Jesus used towards our friends or relatives, they may feel angry.
但是主耶稣的门徒呢，他们能够明白。
But here, Jesus' disciples, they could understand.
所以主耶稣说，他们的眼睛有福。
Therefore, Jesus said, blessed to your eyes.
他们的耳朵有福。
Blessed are your ears.
因为呢，看到主耶稣所行的神迹，其实所讲的道理，他们就能够明白。
Because they have seen the miracle of Jesus, they have heard the truth of Jesus, they could understand.
那 犹太人为什么有很多看不清楚这位弥赛亚呢？
Why there are still a number of Jewish people do not understand or do not see clear about this Savior?
就是因为没有谦虚单纯的心啊。
Because they don't have a humble, simple heart.
我们请参看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”主耶稣在这边欢乐向天父祷告说。
Here Jesus with the joy and pleased and praise to the Lord in heaven.
神国的奥秘，神的真理，向这些注重为通达又聪明的人藏起来。
And here he described that the heavenly kingdom, the truth of heavenly kingdom, have hidden the hidden from the wise and the learned.
既然藏起来呢，就看不见。
Since has been hidden.Which is will not be revealed or seen.
也没有办法听得明白。
Will not be heard carefully or will not be understand.
但是有的人呢，像婴孩那么单纯。
But some of people just simple as a little child.
像婴孩这么谦虚。
And as humble as a little child.
那神的真理，天国的奥秘，向他们阐明出来。
Then the mystery of the heaven.The truth of the kingdom will reveal to them.
那主耶稣说，天父的美意就是这样的。
And Jesus called this is the will of God.
那也就是说，一些属灵的福气呢，就是要临到这些谦虚单纯的人。
In other words, all the spiritual blessing will come upon those who has the heart just like the little children.
如果呢，像当时的犹太人这种聪明又通达的人
，For those Jews think they are the wise and the learned people，
那么一些属灵的福气呢就没有办法分享到
，Then they will not share any spiritual joys。
那么神的真理呢也很难去明白
，Then they would have the hard time to understand the truth of God。
不止这样，主耶稣。显出神迹奇事给他们看。
Furthermore, Jesus even performed a miracle for them to see.
他们还是不相信。
They still not believe.
如果给我们看到，我觉得这个不得了，非信不可啊。
If that miracle performed in front of eyes, we have to believe or must believe.
所以有的人很单纯，他一生只有体验到一次神迹啊，就永远不会怀疑的。
Therefore, some of the people they have a very simple mind.That when they see or experience a miracle, they will believe for their whole life.
但是呢，耶稣在世的时候，有的人呢，经常看到主耶稣所显出来的神迹，还是不信。
At that time when Jesus was on the earth, although he performed the miracles, but the people around him they saw the miracle, they still not believe.
因为呢，他们的心眼瞎了，看不见。
Because they are blind in their eyes of heart.
因为硬心到底。不明白
because they have a hard-hearted would not believe.
正的把它看为邪的
when they see the right one, but they treat it as evil.
主耶稣曾经使那些被邪鬼附着的人得到平安
because Jesus healed the sick from the devil.
但是有一些法利赛人就说主耶稣靠着鬼王赶鬼啊
but some of the Pharisees criticized Jesus.Saying Jesus using the king of Satan to chase out the Satan.
主耶稣听了除了好笑以外，也非常的难过。
And Jesus not only laughed at them, but feel sad about them.
说这怎么可能呢
？This is impossible.
如果靠着鬼王赶鬼，那这些小鬼也会反抗啊。
If I cast out the demon because I use the king of the demon, the little demon may still reject to leave.
这就是这些法利赛人眼睛没有福气。
And we can say all these Pharisees do not have their blessed eyes.
这么大的神迹给他们看见，竟然呢，把他呢，认为是邪的事情。
Though such a wonderful miracle performed in front of their eyes, they still do not understand or do not see.
我们请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John 12.
约翰福音十二章三十七节到四十节。
John 12 verse 37.
约翰福音十二章三十七节。
John 12 verse 37.
耶稣说了这话，就离开他们，隐藏了。他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？主的膀臂向谁显露呢？”三十九节。
39.
他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说：“主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来。”我就医治他们。这里记载的主耶稣行了许多神迹啊。
Here start where Jesus performed many miracles and signs.
神所显出来的这些能力啊。
Which is the performance of God's power.
看是看了，却不了解。
Though they see, but they don't understand.
所以呢，就不信他。
Of course, they would not believe in him.
主耶稣在这边又提到以赛亚先知的预言。
Once again, Jesus mentioned, start to call the prophecy of Isaiah.
就是因为硬心到底，所以呢看不见，听不清楚。
Because they have hard-hearted till the end, therefore they will not see clear, they will not understand.
因为不明白，就没有办法回转过来，使他们的罪得到神的赦免。
Therefore, because they don't understand, they will not return themselves to God, they will not be forgiven by God.
这里说得到医治就是啊，他们呢啊，罪能够得到赦免的意思。
At the last statement says, I could heal them means I will forgive their sin.
所以主耶稣提到他的门徒有福气啊。
Therefore, when Jesus mentioned to his disciples, they are the blessed one.
不只生在那个时代，又很谦虚，很单纯。所以看得见弥赛亚所做的事情。
Not only because the time they were born in there, but because they can see and hear the doing and the words of Messiah.
能够听明白弥赛亚所讲的道理。
They would understand the Savior's word.
那么为什么其他的人呢？啊，就看不清楚，听不明白。
Why did others not understand the words of God?
我们再请看马太福音十三章十一节。
Let's turn back to Matthew 13, verse 11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
Matthew 13, verse 11.
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘，主叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。难道主耶稣不公平吗
？”Are we talk about Jesus unfair?
天国的奥秘，主叫门徒知道。
Would that the knowledge of secret of the kingdom only reveal to the disciple?
那有的人就没有办法去了解。
But some of the people will not be revealed.
因为呢，这些门徒很单纯，很谦虚。
The reason because they have the simple heart.
所以天国的奥秘呢，就向他们显明出来。
Therefore, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom revealed to them.
所以我们今天呢，在讲的道理呢，就是属于天国的奥秘。
Today, what we are preaching the secret of the heavenly kingdom.
我们今天所看的新约圣经，有很多都是天国的奥秘。
The New Testament, what we just read, that all they are all related to the secret of the heavenly kingdom.
那么在神面前谦虚单纯的人一看就懂啊。
For those who are humble and has the simple heart in front of God, they would understand right away.
所以我们为主耶稣做见证所讲的也是在讲天国的奥秘。
Therefore, when we bear the testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ, what we are saying is the secret of the heavenly kingdom.
当年保罗在传福音的时候
At that time when Paul preached, we are preaching the gospel,
他说他讲的福音也是天国的奥秘。
And he claimed himself, he is proclaiming the secret of the heavenly kingdom.
是从很早很早更古的时候就已经隐藏的天国的奥秘。
Which has been hidden for a long time from the day one.
请看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to Romans.
二十五节。
Romans 16 verse 25.
罗马书16章25节26节
Romans 16:25-26
我有神能照我所传的福音和我所讲的耶稣基督并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘兼顾你们的心26节26节这奥秘如今显明出来而且按着永生神的命借众先知的书指示万国的名使他们幸福尊道
Here Paul tried to tell us when we bear the testimony for God equal to proclaim the secret of God.
也就是说真神创造人类之前呢就永古就隐藏的这种奥秘
Which is the secret being hidden back to for long ages even back to the creation of the heaven and earth.
那这种奥秘呢,到主耶稣出现的时候呢,就渐渐让人了解。
All these secrets to start to be revealed at the time when Jesus came to this world.
但是那时代人虽然有机会看到,却不清楚。
But it's very pitiful, at that time, the people though can hear and see, but they do not want to believe.
跟每个人的心情有关系的
that really relate to the attitude of each person
有的是有心要追求神就让他能够明白
some of people has the heart of pursuing the truth therefore God will allow them to understand
有的人很认真地追求神就让他明白
some may be pursuing the truth heartily and God will allow them to understand
主耶稣也曾经提到 这个神的道,有时候呢,人听了不明白,就是呢,好像种子撒在地上被灰鸟出掉一样。
And Jesus using the parable just like sowing the seed on the roll and pick up by a bird.
生命之道,道理好像种子一样呢,讲给我们听,我们呢,不明白,就好像呢, 被灰鸟撒旦,出掉一样。
Therefore, when we talk about the truth of life to us, that means when the seed of this life start to spread on us, if we don't understand, then the seed will be just like being picked up by the bird, which is the Satan.
虽然听了很多人,还是不明白。
Although we have heard so much, but we don't understand at all.
虽然看了很多神的全能,还是不会信。
Although we have seen so much performance of God, but we still do not believe.
那这种眼睛耳朵就没有福气的。
Then they are no blessed to the eyes and to ears.
但是有的人能够看得清楚,听得明白。
But some people, they could understand and see clear.
这也是神特别的恩典。
And this is the special blessing from God.
开启我们的心窍。
Which is He opened the eyes of our heart.
所以圣经特别有提到这种见证。
The Bible specially mentioned about this type of testimony.
我们请看使徒行传16章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
16章14节。
16:14.
使徒行传16章14节。
Acts 16:14.
有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人。 名叫吕迪亚,是推牙推拉城的人,是来敬拜神。他听见了,主就开导他的心,叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。保罗第一次到腓立比布道的时候,
When Paul reached the place of Philip, start to preach the gospel over there.
第一家来相信的就是吕迪亚这一家的。
The first family to believe is the family of Lydia.
那这里提到说,主耶稣开导他的心啊。
Here especially mentioned Jesus opened her eye, her heart.
所以他听懂保罗所阐明的真理。
To understand and respond well to Paul's message.
所以我们呢,能够明白神的真理。
Therefore today we would able to understand God's words.
这就是神的恩典啊。
This is the special blessing of God.
主耶稣开导我们的心。
Because Jesus opened our heart to respond his message.
有的人的心呢，好像以赛亚先知说啊，蒙着一层油啊，就搞不清楚啊。
And some of the people's heart, just like the description of prophet Isaiah, was covered by a clutch of oil.
所以有时候我们要不断地求神开我们的心窍。
Therefore, in our prayer, we especially have to pray for God to open our eyes.
开我们的心眼啊、
to open our eyes and our heart.
这也可以成为我们祷告的内容。
And this is, could be one of the contents in our prayer.
我们请看诗篇119篇十八节。
Let's turn to Psalm 119, verse 18.
诗篇119篇十八节。
Psalms 119, verse 18.
求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙，有眼睛的都能够看。
For those people who has the eyes could see God's law,
虽然会读，但是看不出啊这种奥秘跟奇妙。
Although we can see, we can read, but we don't understand the wonderful things among the law.
所以需要求神呢开我们的属灵的眼睛啊。
Here especially we have to pray to ask God to open our eyes of heart.
就能够看出神的真理。
In order to see the truth of God.
所以主耶稣的门徒能够明白他所讲的话。
Therefore when disciple of Jesus could understand God's word.
跟主耶稣窥开他们的心窍有关系的。
That's really related to becauseGod opened their eyes.
但是有些话呢，等到他们得到圣灵以后才明白的。
But still, some of the message taught by Jesus, they would not understand until they received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这个时代能够得到圣灵充满我们的心啊。
Today we receive the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
圣经在强调，这是一种属灵很大的福气、啊。
According to Bible, we are receiving the biggest blessing of God.
主耶稣在世的时候，跟随他的门徒。
And the disciple followed Jesus at that time.
有些听得明白，有些还是不太明白。
Some of the message of Jesus they could understand, but some don't.
像主耶稣死而复活的事情
，especially regarding the resurrection of Jesus.
有的就不太明白。
Some of the disciple would not understand.
等到主耶稣开他们心窍以后呢，他们就了解了。
Until Jesus opened their mind, they could understand.
我们请看路加福音二十四章四十五节。
Let's turn to Luke 24, verse 45.
路加福音二十四章四十五节。
Gospel Luke chapter 24, verse 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。四十六节
46.
又对他们说照经上所写基督必受害第三日从死里复活有一些耶稣的门徒呢、对于耶稣从死里复活的道理不太了解
Some of the disciples would not understand about the truth of the resurrection of Jesus
所以主耶稣复活以后向众门徒显现
Therefore when Jesus revealed to the disciples after his resurrection
有的亲眼看见了还在怀疑
Some of the disciples may see from their bare eye but they still has the doubt
这里提到主耶稣开他们心窍以后呢他们就明白哦圣经所记载的原来是这样
Here says then Jesus opened their mind therefore so that they can understand
所以有时候我们在聚会听道理能够听明白真的我们的耳朵有福了
Therefore when we listen to the truth in the service time then we can understand that is the blessing to our ears
我们所看的圣经能够了解真的是有福气、啊、
We can understand what we just read this is the blessing to our eyes
那除了神开我们的心窍以外
Besides when Jesus opened our mind Because the special blessing that God chooses.
主耶稣在世的时候，有很多犹太人有机会跟他接触啊。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, many Jews had the chance to draw close to him.
他们的祖先代代代代都在期待这个弥赛亚来临。
Jews are the people, generation by generation, expecting this Messiah who is the Savior.
那么为什么当时很多犹太人都没有办法去接受他呢？
What is the reason that Jews at that time they do not accept Jesus?
甚至显示神迹奇事给他们看，还是拒绝耶稣啊。
Even they have seen the miracle of Jesus, they still reject Jesus.
连这位法利赛人的保罗呢，也是拒绝耶稣的。
Even the Pharisees of the Paul, Pharisees of the Pharisees reject Jesus too.
后来他蒙主耶稣的怜悯拣选他。
But according to the God's will, Jesus chose Paul.
所以呢，他才深深地感受到，能够蒙主耶稣拣选的人呐、啊，真的很有福气的。
Therefore, he started to experience because the chosen of Jesus. Therefore, he think this is the biggest blessing.
请看罗马书十一章
，Romans 11.
第五节到第八节。
Let's turn to Romans 11 verse 5 to 8.
罗马书十一章第五节到第八节。
Romans 11 chapter 5 to 8.
如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余事。第六节。
Six.
既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。第七节。
Seven.
这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的。他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。第八节
，eight，
如经上所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到如今。保罗在这边叹息以色列人的不幸啊。
Here Paul sighed about the Israelites.
他在这边提到，能够相信的人，能够明白的人呢，是神的拣选呐、啊。
And they believe those who could believe Jesus because, his choice.
保罗本身呢，也是主耶稣的拣选。
Even Paul himself, because he could believe because God chose him.
那他能够蒙主耶稣的拣选，这是恩典呐、啊，并不是他的好表现。
From the chosen of God, not because.Not due to his work, but because the grace of God.
所以我们今天呢，能够蒙主耶稣拣选，成为真教会的信徒啊。
So today we may be chosen by God to become the member of True Church.
这是主耶稣给我们特别的恩典。
This is the special blessing from God to us.
那么保罗在这边提到，以色列民族呢，应该全体都得救才对。
Here Paul mentioned should be all the Israel.Saved.
但是呢，当年呢，能够相信耶稣的人不多啊。
But at that time, not so many Israelites believe in Christ.
是因为他们不配蒙拣选。
Because they are unworthy to be chosen.
因为他们呢，顽梗硬心到底。
Because they are stubborn and they have hard-hearted.
所以保罗在这边又引用以赛亚先知的预言。
Once again, Paul quoted.That the prophecy of Isaiah.
但是他知道，将来有一天以色列全家呢都会了解，都会得救的。
But he understands the truth. One day in the future, the whole family of Israel will believe in Christ.
我们同看这一章的二十五节。
Let's look at the same chapter, verse 25.
罗马书十一章二十五节。
Romans 11 chapter 11 verse 25.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。以色列人呢，这些硬心的人呢，到外邦人的生活满足以后呢，他们的心就会开了。
And all the rest of the Israel will believe in Christ until the days come.
他所说的外邦人就是以色列人以外的人都是外邦人。
Which is until the full number of the Gentile who are non-Israelites.
那么今天呢，犹太人以外的人能够信耶稣啊。
Today for those who believe in Christ are not the Jewish.
能够认识耶稣就是基督啊
！And they believe Christ is the Jesus Christ who is the Savior.
保罗说，这个数目还没有填满。
Paul described that this number hasn't been filled up yet.
所以我们今天能够信，就是在这个时期还没有填满的时候。
Today we be able to believe because that number hasn't been filled up yet.
所以我们能够出生在这个世代，又能够听得懂神的真理，真的有福了。Therefore,
blessed to us because we were born here at this time and could understand the truth of God.
但是等到呢，神所应的数目填满以后，
But until the number is full according to God's will,
可能听也听不清楚，就不会去相信的。
And the people at that time may not understand or may not see Jesus Christ.
那在那很短的期间里面呢，以色列全家都要得救。In
that very short period of time, all the Israel will believe.
所以根据这些圣经记载，我们真教会就期待将来有一天传入犹太地，让他们全体相信。According
to these scripture, the true church is expecting one day the gospel could spread to the Israel.
目前我们真耶稣教会跟一些犹太人的学者有所接触。Now
today we do have some contact with the scholar of Jews.
也跟他们谈到有关这个真理的事情。Start
to mention about the truth of the Bible.
但是到目前为止呢，大多数的犹太人还是不相信耶稣啊。But
up to today, still most of the Jews do not believe Jesus Christ is the Savior.
因为他们认为弥赛亚还没有来。They
still believe the expecting Messiah has not come yet.
但是有少数的人相信。But
a very few number of Jews start to believe Jesus is the Savior.
但是呢，对真理呢，不是非常的清楚啊。However,
they don't understand the truth of that well.
那我们真教会跟他们接触以后呢，对神观方面呢，是相同的，是独一真神。When
we start to contact with them about their religion, they believe same thing, which is the one true God.
像卡加利祈祷所有一个犹太人。
There's a Jewish person believing in Calvary Church. Last year, he was baptized.
当他们来慕道，当他来慕道的时候，跟我们谈到神这个神观的时候呢，竟然跟他的神观一样。When
he started to seek the truth in Edmonton Calvary Church, he realized what we are preaching is the same with him.
谈到纪念安息日，又跟他一样。When
we mention about the truth of observe the Sabbath is same to his religion.
后来他又得到圣灵。Later
on, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他就决定受洗。Therefore,
he decided to be baptized under the name of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这边提到，犹太人以外的人得救呢，有一定的数目。Therefore,
Paul tried to mention there is a number being set for the Gentile to believe.
所以我们今天能够呢听得懂，能够看见神的全能而相信的人有福气的。Therefore,
blessed to those who can see the miracle of God and to believe Him and understand His truth.
保罗说，这是神的拣选。According
to Paul's description, this is the chosen of God.
主耶稣也是这样说的。And
same thing, the same statement made by Jesus.
请看约翰福音15章。Let's
turn to John 15.
约翰福音15章19节。John
15, verse 19.
你们若属属界，属界必爱属住己的。 主因为你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。主耶稣在这边提到说，他从世界当中把我们拣选出来。Today
Jesus says he picked us out of the world.
那所以罪恶的世界呢，就不跟我们亲近。Then
the world belongs to the sin, will not ever close to us.
那善良的就很喜欢亲近的。Then
we will belong to the good one.
所以我们今天眼睛耳朵有福气，是主耶稣的怜悯特别拣选的。Today
we are blessed by God through our eyes, through our ears, because the chosen of God.
那他拣选我们呢，有付给我们应尽的本分。Since
he chooses, we are taking some duty from him.
请看16节。
Let's read verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长成，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。主耶稣在这边说，他拣选我们的目的，要我们结果子。
One of the purposes for God to choose us is to appoint us to go and bear fruit.
除了圣灵的果子以外
，beside the fruit of Holy Spirit，
做圣工的果子呢，我们必须要多结出来。
We should bear more fruit of the Holy Word.
那一面结果子，一面呢，我们的祷告的效果呢，会越显明出来。
One hand we bear fruit, the other hand we can see the effectiveness of the prayer.
这是主耶稣在这边特别强调的。
This is the special, this is the important for Jesus to mention to us.
所以我们今天蒙主耶稣拣选的人呢
？Today we are all chosen by God.
彼得也这样说，要去宣扬啊神的奇啊全能的奇妙。
Furthermore, Peter even tried to emphasize we should bear the witnesses of.God's wonders.
我们再看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的主民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明国的美德。彼得在这边提到蒙拣选的人
Here, Peter mentioned about the chosen one
虽然有福气了
Of course, they are the blessed one
但是他必须要去宣扬神的这些真理
But one of the duty for them is to preach the wonderful things about Jesus
他必须要经常呢为主做见证
And the person should bear the witnesses for God always, all the time
这样才能够更累积他属灵的福气、啊。
In order to accumulate the blessing of God，
彼得呢不足在这边说我们要宣扬。
Not only here Peter says not only try to proclaim，
他也提到我们要懂得去怎样珍惜这一份属灵的福气、啊。
He tells us to know to cherish the spiritual blessing。
就是别人不能够蒙拣选，能够你能够蒙拣选呐。
In other words, other people will not be chosen, but you.
再看彼得后书第一章
，Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1,
第十节
，verse 10.
彼得后书第一章第十节
，2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样就永不输脚。彼得在这边说，我们在属灵方面信仰生活要更加殷勤呐。
Here Peter encouraged us we should be more eager to make our faith stronger.
殷勤结果子。
In other words, we should strive forward to bear more fruit.
殷勤聚会。
Strive forward to do more sermons.
才能够让我们。所蒙的这个恩召，这种拣选的恩典呢，更加坚定。
And those that will secure and make sure what we believe。
那么在主的恩典当中呢，永远不会输脚。
Then in His path, in His blessing, we will never fall。
就是能够得到主的保守。
In other words, we will be preserved by Lord Jesus。
主耶稣在世的时候，有很多人跟随他。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, so many people followed him.
但是他特别拣选的有十二个门徒。
But he specially chose 12 disciples.
那这十二个门徒呢？他们所得的祝福呢，非常的难得啊。
And all these 12 disciples, they are precious.
但是其中有一位呢，就不懂去珍惜这种福分。
However, one of the 12 did not know the cherishing the status.
我们请参看约翰福音第六章七十节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 6 verse 70.
约翰福音第六章七十节。
Gospel John chapter 6 verse 70.
耶稣说：“我不是拣选了。”你们十二个门徒吗？ 但你们中间有一个是魔鬼，七十一节。
71。
耶稣这话是指着加勒人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣。主耶稣在这边提到他特别拣选的十二个门徒。
Here Jesus specially mentioned he chose the 12.
但是一个属于撒旦。
But one of them belongs to devil.
就是加勒人犹大。
Which is Judah, the son of Simon Iret.
跟随主耶稣那么多年了。
Who is following Jesus for many years.
到最后的阶段竟然卖耶稣啊，真是很遗憾。
And this is the saddest point until the end of the life he betrayed Jesus.
他就是不懂得珍惜这一份属灵的福分。
He is the person did not cherish this blessed status.
所以主耶稣除了为他难过以外
，Not only Jesus feel sad about him，
也提醒门徒要懂得去珍惜这一份属灵的福气。
Especially remind all the 11 disciples you should cherish your status.
所以从主耶稣所说的啊。门徒的眼睛耳朵有福了。
Therefore, when Jesus tells the disciple, your ears and your eyes are blessed.
同样的，我们今天在真教会里面的人也是有福的。
Same thing happened to us. Today we are in the true church. We are the blessed one.
属灵的福气非常的多啊。
And we can see or experience many spiritual blessings.
如果我们一样一样的去了解，
if we could understand one by one,
我们真的会从内心向神感谢。
We will thank God from our heart.
别人没有办法分享到的，我们能够分享到。
Because we may experience somebody cannot experience at all.
啊，使我们呢信心能够更加坚固。
That will strengthen our faith to the end.